Quinn Nystrom has been an advocate for accessible health care and affordable prescription drug prices. She was the youngest person to serve on the Baxter City Council. She focused there on local health care as well as minimizing sex trafficking. And she recently wrote an op-ed for the Star Tribune titled, "My Run for Congress and Rushed Wedding Are Connected." Quinn Nystrom is currently running for Congressional District 8, currently held by Republican Pete Stauber. Quinn joins us now. Good morning, Quinn. Thanks for being back with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Heidi.
Well, we got to say congratulations. You got married a little earlier than you thought, but I wonder if you'd tell us about why you got married now instead of New Year's Eve, as you'd planned.
Yeah, so it was all a bit of a blur, but we got married early because of this whole pandemic and coronavirus. I'm a small business owner, and so I had found out, around the mid-March date that I had lost about 90% of my income. I know small business owners all across the eighth have lost so much, and I was no different. And so I was trying to figure out, just how to pay my bills and how to make ends meet. And I was very stressed. I had high anxiety around it. And so my fiance came to me, when I was thinking, my biggest expense is healthcare. It cost me last year over $10,000. And so he came to me and said, well, one way we could alleviate this is, why don't we, go to the courthouse, get married, and you can, come on my employee sponsor plan. And so, but during that time, the first case had already popped up in Minnesota. And so some of the county offices were already starting to close. So even, in my own county, Crow Wing, they had already shut down their office. So I said, yes, let's do it. And so we were trying to figure out a county office that was even open so we could go and get married. And so one of the very last ones, coincidentally, that was open was Itasca County, where you're from. And so sure enough, on Friday, March 20th, in front of both of our parents, we got married in the basement, actually, where their Crow Wing County, or where their commissioners meet, and got married there. And it was very special, but certainly we didn't think we'd be getting married so early.
Yeah, let's talk. Well, congratulations again, but let's talk a little bit about the things that matter to you and I know are going to be part of your campaign. And you mentioned health insurance, and let's talk about prescription drug prices. Why are these things important to you personally?
So one reason is because of my sort of personal insight into the high cost of healthcare. My younger brother and I were both diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at a young age. So I know just how expensive the high cost of prescription drugs have become in this country. I've had type 1 diabetes for over 20 years. I've seen the skyrocketing cost of insulin. From when I got diagnosed, insulin was one cost. Now it's increased 1,200% from the life of having type 1 diabetes. That's simply unacceptable. Most Americans cannot afford it. And the thing is, it's not just insulin. It's EpiPens, it's inhalers, it's medicated eye drops, psychiatric drugs, cancer drugs. I hear from people all across the eighth, they're simply not affordable, and we need to figure out a way to do cost control measures. And so that's a huge motivator for me to run for Congress and to win this race because of all these stories I hear. And another reason, too, is, yes, we got a lot accomplished with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, but we still have a lot of work that we have to do to ensure that more people can be covered and that it can be more affordable for more people.
We're talking with Quinn Nystrom. She is running for the 8th Congressional Representative seat that is currently held by Representative Pete Stauber. He's a Republican. Now, it's been really interesting, Quinn, to see the difference of opinions statewide and federally in COVID-19 and even in how it's going to affect the election process and the campaigning process. How did you change what you're going to be doing to campaign, and what are your thoughts on this?
Certainly, our priority is making sure that people feel safe. So, for example, obviously we have a field office and that has remained closed. We would never want to put our volunteers in jeopardy in any way. So we have shifted to having all of our volunteers and our college and high school interns working remotely, as well as all of our staff. And that has actually worked very well. I think with technology, it can be quite successful. And so I will also say we've never had more of an influx in people wanting to volunteer than we have during this pandemic. I think, one, people may be, slightly bored. Two, I think people are seeing that elections have consequences in the midst of this pandemic. And we have a lot of first-time people who've never been involved in a campaign, politics before, that are saying, I want to be involved. And so, I think campaigning is certainly different. And, for myself as a candidate, definitely different because I'm grounded in my apartment in Baxter. So I can't be out meeting people. We're having to move events to Zoom events. I spend most of my time on the telephone talking with people. And obviously, I'm hoping that things will change at some point during this campaign season, and I'll be able to go out, and be able to interact with people. But again, our concern is people's health, safety, and well-being, and we will take the proper precautions to never jeopardize that.
Do you have thoughts on mail-in voting or traditional voting? I know that's a conversation a lot of states are having, and Minnesota is certainly one of those.
I am completely in agreement with what Secretary Simon has proposed. I think it would be great if we could have every registered voter in Minnesota automatically get mailed a ballot. I'm not quite sure if that would pass. It doesn't look like it's going to, as I think we've seen here now with this session pretty much here at the very tail end. I think what's good about Minnesota is that we already have a great system, even though it's not perfect, where we have that sort of perfect model where everybody gets a ballot, but that we already have a system set up with the no-excuse voting already in place. And so I think that's a really positive thing. But I think we're going to really have to do a lot of awareness for people about how do you apply, how do you fill those ballots out, how do you get them back. And so just making sure, I think, depending on where we're at with this pandemic come this fall, making sure that people understand how to get that ballot, and also for the August primary as well.
Speaking of that pandemic, Quinn, I suspect you are especially following the rules as much as you possibly can, because mm-hmm. COVID for anybody is going to be, no fun, and no one wants to pass it on to others, but it could really affect you and people in your family, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And, I take it very seriously. As somebody with a chronic illness, it's not just about, me being at a higher risk, but, it's like I don't want to be stuck in my apartment. I feel like almost every day is Groundhog's Day. I don't know what day of the week I'm on, but I know that the more that I stay in, the safer it is for me and for others. And so I'm making my decisions based on facts, based on science, based on medical research, you know, until I feel safe to really go out again. And, you know, I think Governor Waltz has done a really great job and has shown himself to be a real leader for our state.
Well, we've heard about healthcare prescription drug prices. Before we go, what are some of the other issues that you are paying attention to, especially for Congressional District 8? It's a big district.
It's a big district, as you know, and it's quite diverse. I think another issue that has really come up, that was an issue before, but has certainly been exacerbated during this crisis, is the absolute need to further expand rural broadband internet. We've seen this with our school-age children. I was talking to some teachers in Hibbing and also Princeton, you know, both different sides of our district, and they were telling me, you know, we've already known for years that we have educational disparities, but this crisis has only further widened that, because students who, let's say, don't have internet right now, yes, school districts are loaning them hotspots, but if they're in very rural areas and they don't have cell service, a hotspot doesn't work for them. So those students, you know, during this, you know, two month plus period are only getting paper copies. They're getting no interactions with teachers. And so that's only putting them further behind. You know, we're living in 2020. We need to have rural broadband internet in all parts of the 8th district. And not only just for our school-age children, but also to diversify economic opportunities in the 8th District, we have to have this so that people who want to telework, we know that's going to be more and more of an opportunity, and people who want to start a small business. We absolutely have to make this a priority in Congress, and we need a congressperson who's going to stand up and fight for this type of infrastructure funding. And I will do that.
That's Quinn Nystrom. You can find more information on her campaign for Congressional District 8 at quinnforcongress.com. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me, Heidi. Have a great week.
You too.